Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur has challenged ICT companies to make their technology relevant to the physically challenged and those in the informal sector. He said technology has now made it possible for the current generation to transcend time and space, and therefore one should not be left behind in the new global era. Vice President Emisa-Arthur made the call when a delegation from global ICT giant Microsoft called on him at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Phyllis Kofi reports.
The visit is to inform the vice president of a new technology that will create jobs for the youth via the internet. Vice President Emisa-Arthur charged the youth not to use the internet for fraudulent activities.
I want to just focus on the employability part because the technology now allows us to be able to participate. Even when they are nursing children and so on at home, they can do work and so on. And those are some of the things that we need to do. And I'm looking at physically disabled people. If you drive around Accra, you are seeing people who are asking for alms, panhandling all over the place. Who could have, using these skills and technology, be able now to be full members of the society? So looking for training that allows those people who are not fully participating in our economic life. So those are two groups who need some interventions.
The executive vice president of Microsoft Incorporated, Brad Smith, said Microsoft is committed to using technology to improve the lives of millions. He said Microsoft will help to bridge the technology challenge throughout the country.
I think this is an exciting time for technology in Ghana and across most of Africa. If you look at where the country is, where the continent is, there is extensive broadband connectivity with the world, you know, high bandwidth, fast connectivity. That is important for capital cities like Accra. But I think what's also interesting is the work that is being done to close the connectivity gap for the last mile or last kilometer, so to speak. We have had a TV white spaces trial running here in Ghana. We've been doing this now in 11 countries in Africa over the last 4 years. I think we've now proven the technology works. So the challenge of sort of closing the gap for the rest of the population, frankly, is no longer a technology challenge. Now it's a business model and an economic and a regulatory challenge. And certainly one thing I would applaud this government for doing is being the first government in Africa to provide a commercial licensing opportunity for this TV white spaces technology. We're working with a local partner here, and I think that is just magnificent.
The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, said in collaboration with the Ministries of Education and Communication, the sector will partner Microsoft to provide the youth with the skills needed for the job market.
Phyllis Kofi reporting.